Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance and the markets. Unstoppable, invincible. I'm unstoppable. I'm a Porsche with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yay, I win every single game. I'm so powerful. Australian singer-songwriter Sia and Indian billionaire Gautam Adani have little in common. So, pardon us for borrowing Sia's 2016 song that motivates many to deal with everyday challenges or to overcome their insecurities. But it perhaps aptly describes Adani's relentless and rapid march towards corporate domination in India. So, what did India's wealthiest and the fourth richest man in the world did this week? The Adani Group said it will invest 57,575 crore rupees, or about $7.2 billion. In Orisha to set up two projects, a 4 million tons alumina refinery and a 30 million tons iron ore project. These two projects add to Adani's growing ambitions in the metals sector and come less than 2 months after it secured a 6,000 crore rupee loan from government-owned banks to set up a 1 million tons copper plant in Gujarat. Adani has been busy stitching deals outside the metals sector, too, and not just in India. In May, for instance, it invested $75 million in UAE Petrochemicals' major Boroughi. At home, Adani raised $750 million in debt from US buyout firm Apollo Global for its Mumbai airport unit and $2 billion in equity investment from Abu Dhabi's international holding company for three group companies. The group made its biggest bet in May when it struck a $10.5 billion deal to acquire Ambuja Cements, ACC from Holcim. This hectic pace of deal-making in 2022 comes after an equally busy 2021, when the group spent billions of dollars buying ports, power transmission projects and renewable energy assets. Clearly, Adani is the most powerful business tycoon in India today. Forgive us for talking so much about Mr. Adani and ignoring the lesser mortals. Two other billionaire-led conglomerates were in the news this week. Billionaire Sachin Jindal's JSW Energy made its biggest bet yet on the fast-growing renewable energy sector by acquiring a portfolio of 1,753 megawatt projects from Mitra Energy at an enterprise valuation of 10,530 crore rupees. This will grow JSW Energy's generation capacity by 35% to 6,537 megawatt. Billionaire Kumar Mangalam Birla's financial services arm Aditya Birla Capital roped in Abu Dhabi Investment Authority in its health insurance unit. The Gulf Emirates Sovereign Wealth Fund will invest 665 crore rupees in Aditya Birla Health Insurance for a 9.99% stake. While the old economy billionaires marched ahead, some new age businesses came under heavy regulatory scrutiny. Late last week, the Enforcement Directorate raided a director of cryptocurrency exchange Wazirx and froze its bank balance of 64.7 crore rupees. The anti-money laundering agency alleges that Wazirx, one of India's most well-known crypto exchanges, helped some fintech companies launder money through cryptocurrency transactions. The ED is conducting money laundering investigation against a number of Indian NBFC companies and their fintech partners for predatory lending practices in violation of the Reserve Bank of India's guidelines. It says that various fintech companies backed by Chinese funds could not get an NBFC license from the RBI for carrying the lending business, so piggybacked on some defunct NBFCs to operate in India. Benchmark equity indices rose about 1.8% this week, with the BSE Sensex nearing the psychologically important 60,000 level and the NSE Nifty crossing 17,700. Among the Nifty 50 stocks, Hindalco and state-run Coal India led the gains after strong earnings reports. Financials such as Bajaj Finserv, HDFC, Axis Bank, IndusInd Bank and HDFC Bank were up more than 4% each, as was Reliance Industries. In the broader market, JSW Energy was among the top stocks with double-digit gains. Defensive stocks such as Tata Consumer Products, Nestle and Hindustan Unilever were among the top losers. The rally in the secondary market has also helped resume primary market activities after a three-month gap. The IPO of Surma SGS Technology, an engineering and design company, opened on Friday. The IPO comprises a fresh issue of 766 crore and an offer for sale worth about 74 crore by existing shareholders. The IPO closes on August 18. However, apparel brand Bieber's IPO plans have hit a roadblock, with SEBI keeping the issue in abeyance.